more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Craig Counsell has a big job ahead of him. Counsell took over the job of managing the Milwaukee Brewers in May after the team did not live up to its high expectations under Ron Renicke. Now Counsell is charged with leading the team through what's expected to be a rebuilding process. Counsell's playing career started and ended in Milwaukee. It started when he was a kid and his dad worked for the Brewers. He played ball at Whitefish Bay High School before going on to Notre Dame and then a major league career that spanned 16 seasons, finishing with the Brewers in 2011. Before a recent game, Craig Counsell sat down with Lake Effect contributor Jesse Garcia in the Brewers' dugout and reflected on what it was like to grow up as a baseball player in Milwaukee.
I think Milwaukee is just, it's a great place to grow up. I mean, it's an easy place to be a kid. You walk everywhere, you ride your bike everywhere, you don't lock your doors. You come home when it's dark kind of place, you know. And it's still like that, I think. We had a schoolyard right across the street from me, and I grew up playing baseball, you know, at this schoolyard. I did a function a couple years ago, and Hank Aaron actually asked me at this function, like in front of a public audience, he said, "I don't understand. I lived here in Wisconsin. How could a kid from Wisconsin play Major League Baseball? They're just, the summer's not long enough. You don't get to practice long enough." But we played this game called Strikeout, which was like one-on-one baseball on the schoolyard wall where we spray painted a strike zone. So you got 40 at-bats a day, and, you know, it was like playing 10 games in one day. So that's how I caught up with all the kids from Texas and California and Florida.
That's a great story. Great tip for Wisconsin kids, too, in the future. So your father, John, worked for the Brewers then as director of the Speakers Bureau and then director of community relations. How much time did you spend at County Stadium as a child?
I spent a lot of time. I mean, I spent as much time as I could. I loved being here whenever school got out or a weekend, and I could follow him here, and he'd let me come along. I was here. You know, I loved being able to come down to the clubhouse. It was a real treat for me when, you know, he had to talk to the players or had business down here. I would, you know, follow him down here and soak up everything I could. So I loved being around baseball. I loved the atmosphere, and I always say that it's a big reason why, as a player, it helped me when I got to the big leagues. I knew what to expect, and I knew how to act and things like that.
Let's talk about your playing career for a second. You went to Notre Dame, spent 16 years in the league with five different teams, including Milwaukee twice. You have two World Series rings. Now, I think a lot of sports fans can still picture you crossing the plate with a winning run, your arms in the air, when the Marlins beat the Indians in Game 7 in 1997. What does that moment still mean to you?
Well, it's like for anybody, I think it's, you know, pick your best memory, you know, pick the best memory of your life. And one, you know, other than, you know, removing the birth of your children and things like that. But you know, it was, you know, you have dreams and, you know, you try to accomplish them and you felt like you're accomplishing a dream and you felt like you were living a dream, really. So it's something that sticks with you. You know, it's not always far from you. You want to feel like that every day if you can. But, you know, those are special times, and you kind of cherish the memories of them.
So you were also MVP of the 2001 NLCS, and you have the distinction of being hit by a pitch thrown by Mariano Rivera in the bottom of the ninth of Game 7 of that year's World Series. Not many people hit by Mariano over the years. Do you still remember that one pretty clearly? Remember the sting of that ball hitting you or that exact play?
Well, you remember the night, you know, I think as much as anything in the moment, because it was, you know, for a baseball player and even and just a baseball fan, it was an incredible World Series. It was, you know, probably one of the most memorable World Series, you know, ever. And then, you know, the events of 9/11 kind of and being in New York even made it more, I think, memorable, and just everybody's emotions more, you know, intense throughout the whole thing. So it was, you know, the whole World Series was this big roller coaster of emotions for everybody involved, both teams really. And you know, that night was just one of those just crazy random baseball nights that you think you know what's going to happen and something totally different happens. And you know, everybody thought the Yankees would win, and we kind of pulled it out of the hat.
I do want to make sure people understand, though. So twice in 16 years, a walk-off hit decides the World Series, and you're on base, both of those times. Pretty incredible. Overall, though, how would you summarize your 16-year Major League career?
You know, I was in the right spot at the right time often, and part of it's fortune. Part of it, you feel like, you know, you work hard and help create those situations. So a little bit of both, but you're, you know, I think I experienced a lot, and I think I was open to experiences, and I think that's, you know, kind of why you enjoy it so much, is that you're open to everything that being a Major League Baseball player and trying to compete every day and win every day and get better every day, you're open to all of that brings. So, you know, you're thankful. When you look back on it, and you're thankful. And everybody, I think everybody who plays always looks back on having the opportunity to play Major League Baseball, and they're thankful. They really are.
We're speaking with Brewers manager Craig Counsell. In your playing career, Craig, you were ranked in the top two or three defensive infielders numerous times. You were also named the 13th smartest athlete by the Sporting News. How important do you feel those qualities, defense and intelligence, are in baseball?
Well, the defense part was, that was just what I was good at. You know, I wasn't a great hitter. You know, that list of athletes, the smartest athletes, that was not a very scientific list by any means. That was just a random survey. I think sports is more about, it's not as much about intelligence as it is about concentration. You know, can you, you know, concentrate? Can you think ahead? Are you always thinking about what's going to happen next? Are you always thinking about the possibilities? To me, it's always been more about concentration and who can take their concentration and apply it to the physical activity on the field.
Let's talk about the Brewers. The team has been up and down since you took over from Ron Ranicki as manager. But what do you see as the team's maybe greatest strengths and biggest weaknesses at this point?
Just from a personnel standpoint, it kind of changes. You know, I think the reason we've been able to be somewhat consistent as our the guys in the bullpen have been excellent. They've really just kept us in games. And I think, you know, our weaknesses have been, you know, like a lot of other teams, we've had a hard time keeping. We were really dependent going into the year on our guys being healthy. We knew we didn't have much depth. And you kind of, I think in our markets, in the medium markets, you have to pick where you're going to be exposed. And this year, our exposure was to injuries. You can either have good players or you can have medium players and have lots of depth, or you can try to have better players and no depth. And we knew we didn't have depth this year. And so when we have had injuries, they have really stung us in terms of the drop off in production, I think. So, you know, I think that's where we're a little weak.
So Craig, you had no previous professional managerial coaching experience, but there is a trend in Major League Baseball towards hiring managers who are former players without coaching experience. Mike Matheny of the Cardinals, Robin Ventura of the White Sox, just to name a few. So how important or unimportant do you think it is to have that previous coaching experience?
Experience is the greatest teacher in the world, so it you're never going to say experience is a bad thing. I would never say experience. Experience is always a good thing. My last 30 days of experience are very helpful going into tonight. But I think what's happened, I think who's been hired as managers is more a product of just where the game is at. And the managers would have coaching experience. They're just not. All of us are just choosing not to coach. We're staying involved in the game. We're just choosing not to be coaches. But we are. We've all been involved in the game. The people that have been chosen for these positions, they've been in the organizations. They're just coming to the jobs in a different way. But it's the same people that are coming to the, that are getting these jobs that have gotten them in the past. They're just coming to them in a different way.
So you've had a lot of different managers in your time. I'm just curious, are you pulling things from different people as you craft your own style, things you liked or didn't like throughout the years?
Yeah, I think you definitely do that. I think you know, we're a product of our own experiences. So people that made an impact on you are always going to come out in you. And then I think the people that I have around me right now are making a big impression on me. The coaches right now make a big impression on you.
So as an ex-player then, are you trying to do little courtesies maybe towards the team that you know that you would appreciate? For instance, maybe telling them, making sure they know 24 hours in advance who's going to be in the lineup or whatever it might be, you know, things like that, because you are have so much experience as a player.
You're not trying to necessarily make it easy for them. You're trying to challenge them, and you're trying to make them better. So you have to develop relationships. It's very important. Baseball is a very different sport than especially football, because the number of games is so different. And football is very reliant on practice. This sport is not reliant on practice because there's a game every day. So we have practice, but it's a really abbreviated, and it's tough to really focus too much on a practice because there's a game 3 hours later. So the way you go about getting to people and impacting players, I think, is quite different. And so, you know, there's a way that there's kind of a different rhythm to our game. And so that's, I think that impacts how you motivate people and how you challenge people and how you get them better.
What are the few qualities you would say that are most important for a manager to have?
I think consistency is important. I think consistency in how you make your decisions. You have to be prepared. You have to be able to look ahead. You know, you have to have your eye on what's going on right now, but also your eye on what's happening next, because the decisions come fast. So you have to be able to make a decision and move to the next one. And then you have to have an ability to connect with players and connect in a way that you can figure out how to help them improve and how them help to be the best version of themselves that they can be.
Craig, you and your wife, Michelle, have four young children. I know you both are trying to keep it normal for them. How do you go about keeping them grounded and not being a celebrity yourself every time you have to go to the grocery store or school event or whatever it is?
Well, I've always thought, you know, if there's any town to do it in, it's Milwaukee. Milwaukee's not the people in this city are not, they're not crazy celebrity people. It's just not how they are. So this is the easiest city that I've lived in to do that in. People say hi, but they just say hi. And it's important to me. It's the major leagues and life in the major leagues and life in professional sports. It's not the real world, and there's no doubt about it. So when you let your boys and your kids around it, they see a world that's not real. And so keeping them in the real world, I've tried to do it all the time, and it's important to my wife and I.
You know, I mentioned Mike Matheny earlier, and he's been very outspoken about the way the parents should act when they have kids in sports. He wrote a letter that went viral outlining his expectations. I'm curious, as someone who has a lot of similarities to Matheny, including having young children and having played your whole youth, do you have any opinions on how best to be supportive but not oppressive as a sports parent?
Yeah, I've read Mike's letter a couple years ago, and it's great, and I really liked what he said. And I think the point of all this is to understand that what youth sports teach our kids, they don't teach them to be major leaguers. They teach them the qualities they teach them and the qualities that coaches and parents should be stressing are the teamwork aspect of it, the, you know, helping somebody when he's down and picking him back up, the how you pick yourself up after something bad happens, the enjoyment of doing something good with a bunch of teammates, and then just the hanging out with your friends. You know, that's the stuff that we should be talking about and encouraging the good lessons that can come from it, not the success or failure of the actual event. And you compete, and competing is part of youth sports, and I wouldn't take that away from it, because it's fun to compete, and a lot of people really enjoy competing. But it's the other stuff that I think we lose sight of, and is really the value that, I think the value that when we're adults that we learn from playing kids sports as a kid.
Craig, I do have to ask you about your unusual batting stance. So if people don't know, you held the bat kind of high and far out from your body, at least for part of your career. Where did that come from?
It came from getting released. I got released. I got fired, basically. So I was just looking for something that worked, and I was willing to try anything, and I did, and it worked. I look back on it, and it looks funny, and I don't know what I was doing, but you know, I think it was, you're in a spot where like, hey, I need something that works, and I'll do anything that works. And it worked. That it's as simple as that, you know. I got fired and I was trying something new. It's as simple as that.
Did you kind of create it yourself, though, or was that a batting coach, a hitting coach's suggestion?
No, but it was a hitting coach. A hitting coach didn't tell me not to do it, which is, I think, the more important thing. And because, you know, most hitting coaches would say, you can't do that. I'll look bad for you doing that. And he didn't, a guy named Dwayne Murphy, he didn't say that. He said, hey, if it works, you go do it.
You signed a 3-year contract with the Brewers, but you're also quite young, 44 years old. Do you think that you'd like to manage? I mean, you could go another 20 years or even more. You know, in other words, have you landed on a long-term dream job?
That's the way I look at it. You know, I mean, I certainly don't have any aspirations to go anywhere else and do this. But at the same time, I do think, you know, it's hard to look in this business, it's hard to look that far out. So you have a short-term view, especially in a job where, you know, win today is the message, you know. So you don't take that long a view. But I know I'm where I want to be, and certainly don't have any visions of going anywhere else.
Craig Counsell, new manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, thank you for your time, and we wish you tons of luck for this season and well beyond.
Thanks, Jesse.
Craig Counsell became manager of the Milwaukee Brewers on May 4th. He played 16 years in the major leagues, 6 of them with the Brewers. He spoke with Like Effect contributor Jesse Garcia.